scholars from home and abroad got together in Tehran International Unity Conference. Iran slams the U.S. for vetoing UN resolution, which condemns Israeli settlement building in occupied lands. And protesters in Bahrain camp out in a Manama square ahead of talks. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful, hello and a very warm welcome. This is Jamia Jam Network English News. Thanks for joining us. The International Islamic Unity Conference kicked off in Tehran. Scholars from Iran and 58 other countries are attending the three-day Congress.
Addressing the inaugural Iran's parliament, the speaker Ali Larijani said the world Muslims are in dire need of a comprehensive theory which fosters unity among them, adding the thought and tradition of Islam's holy prophet can provide a solid basis to that end. The top MP underlined separation from religion, coupled with reluctance, alienation and disunity, as the factors which provided grounds for domination of the West. Larijani said that the Western government's claims of democracy come while they keep on supporting the regional dictators and puppet regimes. He advised the dependent regional leaders not to count on the U.S. backing, rather give in to the demands of their own nations. Larijani added the ongoing regional uprisings reflect waves of genuine awakening among the nations and will shatter the West's hegemony. The parliament speaker emphasized that the regional developments have been inspired by the Islamic revolution and that Iran proudly supports the regional revolutions.
A seminar on the role of new technologies in promotion of human life got underway on Kish Island with President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad in attendance. During the two-day event, the participants will discuss issues related to nanotechnology, aerospace, new energies, microelectronics, information technology and communications. President Ahmadinejad told the conference that Iranian scientists should introduce their achievements to their colleagues around the world. The chief executive referred to Iran's groundbreaking progress in different fields of sciences and said nanotechnology, biotechnology and their state-of-the-art equipment are now known as Iran's scientific gains. And Iran's economy minister says the resources of the National Development Fund are over $12 billion, adding at least 20% of the country's oil revenues are deposited in the fund. Shamsuddin Hosseini, who was speaking in a financial gathering in Tehran, further said the general resources of the fund are used to boost investment and production. He then called development in the financial security system as important and determining, adding, besides economic necessities, financial security should pay special attention to the social needs of the society. Hosseini said financial security should also sustainable national economy. He added supporting economic institutions have always been one of the priorities of the government. The United States vetoed the Security Council resolution which condemns all Israeli settlements built in occupied Palestinian territory since 1967 as illegal.
The other 14 members of the council voted for the resolution, which demanded that Israel, as the occupying power, immediately and completely ceases all settlement activities in the occupied Palestine, including East Beit al-Maqaddas, and that it fully respects its legal obligations in this regard. In reaction, the Organization of the Islamic Conference denounced the United States for using its veto power to block the United Nations resolution. Also, Iran's ambassador to the United Nations has lambasted the U.S. for vetoing the resolution. Mohammad Khazai said the U.S. move once again undermined the credibility of the Security Council. Palestinian chief peace negotiator Saeb Erekat described it as a sad day for the international law.
Well, I believe it's a sad day for international law. It's a sad day for peace. It's a sad day for those democratic forces in this region who are trying to make a difference and to make the change. The veto should have been casted for the continuation of settlement activities and not on those who seek international law and order to provide for call for to stop settlement activities.
However, Palestinian officials have decided to take a fresh bid before the World Body's General Assembly, which convenes in New York in September.
Unrest flared anew in the Arab world as the protesters reseized a main square in Bahrain's capital. Thousands of anti-government protesters camped overnight in